Well, thoughts on today's game, a bit of a scoreline.
I thought it was a great performance. I thought first half, we're speaking about it on a bus here, I think it was probably the best we've played since I've been kind of in charge of the team. Some of the stuff we played was unbelievable. Really, we merited the 4-0. It was really a convincing performance against a Premier League team as well. So, and they had a few experienced boys as well. So, delighted for the performance, obviously, firstly, but then the kind of carry on starts. Obviously, Sod's Law, the week we've not got a sub goalie, then. Good, we were actually joking about it as well on the way up, and maybe we kind of jinxed ourselves a little bit, but fair play to Goody, you know, he played on at half time, but sometimes you've got to kind of think of the boy as well, and he didn't want to do any more damage. Hopefully he hasn't been playing that wee bit extra. He done great actually, he had two or three things to do while he was injured, but and then, you know, Gav had sort of says he'd volunteered himself before the game to say that he would go in goals. He fancied himself as a bit of a goalie, so fair play to him for stepping up to the plate. And you know, albeit he lost three goals, but I don't think you could really criticise from any goal, possibly the first one if you're being overcritical, but you know, there's definitely no criticism there. The fact that he's even stood up and had the bravery to go in goals, that speaks volumes of the lad. But no, it was great. I mean, second half, okay, they're going to come into the plate. I think they'd maybe had a bit of a rollicking 4-0 down at half time. I kind of stressed to them, me and Patty were kind of stressing to them at half time that don't let our standards drop, let's keep it going and let's be ruthless and go and get some more goals. But I think when you've got a striker in goals behind you, maybe there's that wee tendency to try and kind of protect him a wee bit, and maybe we did that a little bit second half. But we could have still went and scored maybe 3-4 goals as well. Some of our play again second half, we cut them open, we looked dangerous every time we went forward. Some great individual performances, and as a team, it was, as I say, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thomas and Smith were really quite mobile a lot for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were excellent. Both of them done really, really well. James has maybe been a bit unlucky not to play in recent weeks. He's been chatting a bit. He's got goals. He scores goals. You've seen that today. He got his goal. He was always there or thereabouts. He gets chances. And Alan Smith was unbelievable. He was unplayable today. Really was. They couldn't cope him at all. He was just, every time he got the ball, he looked dangerous, looked as if he was going to either score or create something. And glad he got his two goals, because sometimes he does a lot of work, maybe necessarily doesn't get noticed, and I'm always on to him about he's going to be judged in goals. And today, thankfully, he got his two goals, and all round performance from the two and a few others was brilliant.
How would you describe the goals today?
Thought they were all sort of good passing moves. Obviously the first one comes from a free kick, but I thought, well, bright, James has made a little movement, and okay, he doesn't kind of collect the ball in, but it's that movement that draws the defender over, and it's fell to Tomo, and he showed a bit of composure and he stuck it away, a good finish. The other ones I think were all good passing moves, a great wee link up. Ryan Williamson doing great down the right hand side, great wee ball, wee bit of cleverness from Spencey, and it's got him in. And no, they were all great goals, and there was more movements as well that we were unlucky not to score more goals, both first half and second half. So really delighted, really pleased for them. Some of their passing was a joy to watch, and as I say, it's great when you're standing on the side and watching boys play like that, and that attitude as well without the ball. They were great. You always are, you know yourself, you come and watch them, their attitude's brilliant every week, and they always go hunting for a ball, and they're chasing, and when they lose that ball, they want to get it back as quick. So I think that allowed us to play the football we did, so that was another pleasing aspect, we can't forget that. Mm-hmm.
And Goodfellow's injury came just a minute after they scored the first goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long time.
That's it.
It was the seventh minute, really.
Of course, aye. That's it. He's played a good sort of 40 minutes, maybe. And as I said, he had a few things that he had to kind of deal with, and it shows great bravery for him. He didn't want to come off at half time, but a wee bit of common sense. I think you've got to look at the bigger picture, and you've just got to kind of take a decision out of his hand. And we did that. Their physio, obviously we didn't have a physio up with us today, but their physio was great as well. Got to thank them as well for the kind of assistance they gave Ryan. So, no, it's fair play to him, but as I say, we kind of took the decision out of his hands.
Mm-hmm. And a rest next week for the 20s.
Yes, no game at the moment. Whether that changes, I don't think it's our schedule 3 weeks, so I don't think there'll be anyone for us to play if we even wanted to schedule a game, but no game next week, but there'll be games will be coming quick and fast. We've got 7 games, I think, to play, so there'll be a couple of double headers, and there was, I think there's games scheduled for sort of when the playoffs are on, so we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if we're there, so we don't want that to happen. So we'll be fitting games in, and it'll be a tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.